John Lazor joining us, brought to you by Cowan Gates. There for you in any case. John Lazor joining us from D.C., the home of the ACC tournament. Virginia Tech's going to play Florida State tonight in the second round of the tournament. Hokies getting a first round bye. Coming in red hot. Winners of five straight off their win against Miami. And Lazor, I have to imagine, confidence is running high out of Blacksburg, my friend.
Yeah, confidence is running high, I think, definitely inside the program, but out. But it's a cautious optimism and confidence within the program. Wes, it's interesting. I'm sitting here on the side of the road in D.C. actually on a beautiful morning. Just watched Buzz Williams and his Get Better crew, as he calls it, which is the early morning workout crew, walk past. So it's pretty much business as usual, I think, heading in and realizing that they've got a tough matchup for sure to start with Florida State.
Take me back. Just compare what you saw last week. Last week alone, the Pitt-Miami win. And compare it to what you saw back in January. What's the biggest difference on and off the court that you're seeing with this Virginia Tech crew?
Well, I think you're really starting to see a synergy on both ends of the floor with Virginia Tech. So you're seeing victories that are more convincing because they're outplaying teams. I think back in January when they were competing and then they won a couple of games but more competitive, they were doing that by sheer will and at times individual effort. Now you start to see them really starting to understand that matchup zone. They've incorporated that starting at about that two-game road trip to Pitt and Syracuse. They were working on it in practice, didn't feel ready to deploy it, started to. It wasn't to the point where it was a strength. It was just something that they had the option to go to. Now I start to see that as a defense that really flusters people and allows the Hokies to have a strength. And then transition-wise, they're really able to get up the floor with an ability to beat teams in that area, and I think that's another area that they're looking at where they may have an advantage tonight on Florida State. And then offensively, the return of Chris Clark has helped them compete on the boards, actually on both ends of the floor. So you're starting to see a team, and I know it's cliche, but a lot of freshmen, a lot of newcomers. It just continues to get better as the season goes along, and I think they've also stayed aggressive and they've stayed hungry, obviously, for a program that hasn't had much the last few years.
And Lays, Mike Barber wrote about this morning in the Times-Dispatch, and I'm sure this ties hand-in-hand with what you just said, the comfort factor and what Buzz is seeing, but we're seeing more of a laid-back approach by Buzz, and I'm sure you're seeing it as well.
Yeah, he's talked about that with me a number of times on Tech Talk Live and other times that we've talked off the air, and that started, as you'll recall, after the Pitt game on the road when the Hokies were non-competitive, and he felt like they just wanted it too badly for him, and maybe that not he took put too much pressure on them, but he'd made them believe to a point where they were tight about it. So you started to see that at Syracuse. If you remember that game at Syracuse where he was just kind of idly taking notes on the hotel notepad, people make a big deal out of that. He told me, I wasn't taking any notes. I just wanted the guys to think that I was calm and cool and collected. And obviously they played a lot better in that game despite losing in the end to the Orange. And he's kind of stayed with it up until, I want to say, the last game against Miami. He was hot under the collar against Miami at home from the beginning. That was more the Buzz Williams were used to seeing earlier on and in years past. So we'll see what blend we get tonight. But judging by what I've seen from him behind the scenes here as we've traveled and whatnot, I think we'll go back to the calm and collected Buzz because he seems pretty at peace at the moment.
Yeah, for what he's done this year, I thought he should have won ACC Coach of the Year. I don't see it an outrage that Larrañaga won. My vote would have gone to Buzz Williams. John Lazor joining us from D.C. We're Buzz Williams and Virginia Tech tonight, 9 o'clock. You can hear it right here on Fox Sports 910. They're going to get Florida State, and Lays, since we're talking about the changes of Virginia Tech, you go back five games ago, and this is kind of where the run started to begin for this Hokies team.
It did, and you remember that this Florida State game was a pivotal one, and we talked about that going into that game because you had so much ahead of you on the road. You knew there was winnable games against Boston College and Wake Forest on the road, but you also knew that you had absolutely zero momentum from a win-loss perspective, from not having been at home and going through what every team has called the gauntlet this year. The Hokies had just gotten out of that. And for much of that game, it looked like Florida State was going to be a bit too big and a bit too athletic and a bit too long for the Hokies. But they figured that out halfway through the second half and went on an offensive run, and making shots obviously makes everything look better. And they did that. Justin Robinson, that was the beginning of a big stretch for him as well. He's played tremendously ever since he hit those back-to-back corner threes against Florida State. So, yeah, it started from there. And that was the last time, going back to what I said, the first question you asked me, Wes, about the style of Hokies win, where they kind of scratched past people and hung on. And since then, it's been convincing victories. I know Pitt was only 4 points, but I felt like they absolutely throttled Pitt in that game, actually. And if not for missed free throws and some other silly mistakes down the stretch, would have won that game by 15 like they did against Miami.
Who's the team to beat up there? Is it Virginia or is it North Carolina?
Depends on which radio crew you ask. If you run into Jones Angel, it's North Carolina. If you run into my good friend Dave Kane, it's the University of Virginia. No, I'm just kidding. Either one, man. I think people are looking at this as kind of a wide-open tournament. Not wide open in the sense that anybody can win it, but definitely amongst North Carolina, Virginia, Miami, of course, Duke's always going to feel like they have a chance. It should be a fun week of basketball for sure. If it was me picking the favorite, I'm going with North Carolina.
I think it's going to be a fun just to watch the Hokies because I think they can win tonight. And I, you know, if you're Miami, you got to be a little bit in your head after what Virginia Tech just did to you. And Miami's not played well on the road. I'm curious to see what Virginia Tech can do. I don't know if they can win the whole thing, Lays, but they could be a fun wrecking ball to everybody else.
Well, you look at the road, and again, I hate getting ahead of ourselves because, Florida State puts athleticism in the backcourt that you worry about that. But, yeah, if you look at the road ahead, it should be Miami and it should be Virginia. And I know they got beat pretty good in Charlottesville, but they also have a win against that team. So it's certainly not unfathomable that they could put together a run at least to Saturday.
John Lazor, tonight, 9 o'clock, right here, Fox Sports 910. The Hokies, they've got the Seminoles first as they play their first game in the ACC tournament. Thank you, Lays. Talk to you soon, bud.
You got it, buddy. I will talk to you later.
Enjoy D.C. John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, there for you in any case. And